Now that our course's homepage has gotten a bit more complex, it's probably time to start organizing related files into subdirectories. Allow me to propose this. For the course's homepage, we can leave index.php, lectures.php, week0.php, and week1.php in the same directory as always. But let me propose that inside of a directory called includes, we put files that we might like to include, namely helpers.php. Meanwhile, in templates, let me propose that we put footer.php and header.php. Now, with those files in subdirectories, how do we require them in our actual code? Well, inside of index.php, notice that it suffices to now require not helpers.php alone, but includes slash helpers.php. In other words, because the include subdirectory is in the same directory that index.php is, it suffices simply to have this relative path of includes slash helpers.php. Meanwhile, in helpers.php, notice that we have to get at the template a little bit differently. Inside of render, I'll still declare path, but I'll assign it a value of underscore underscore dir underscore underscore, which is a special global constant that represents the directory inside of which helpers.php itself is. I'll then concatenate onto that using the dot operator the following, slash dot dot slash templates slash, and then concatenate further onto that the name of the template followed by .php. In other words, if the template we're trying to get at is header.php, path will take on a value that's equal to the current directory that helpers.php is, slash dot dot to go up one level in that tree, slash templates slash header .php. In other words, in this way, are all of our URLs effectively relative to wherever we might put these files on our hard drive. Nothing is hard-coded absolutely. Now the rest of render is the same. I continue to check whether that path exists, I restrict the keys into local variables, and I require the template itself. So all that I've done ultimately is reorganize my code. Nothing that the user will actually see.